Rough Talk VR.
Welcome to another episode of Rough Talk VR, a weekly podcast with in-depth game reviews, exclusive developer interviews, and the latest Oculus Quest news. We join our hosts D Scruffles and Stratus2K1 today as they spend another episode breaking down and discussing the Oculus Quest virtual reality world.
Hey, welcome to this episode of Rough Talk VR. I hope everybody this past Monday enjoyed our Rough Talk VR 2022 Game Award show.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Hats off to all of the winners, but also hats off to all the nominees. I'd say everybody who was on the list of nominees in just about every category, they were exceptional this year. So that was a fun time. If you haven't checked it out yet, definitely do that. But today, we are talking about Arcade Legend, a arcade simulator, I guess you could say, made and developed by LAI Games, and it just came out December 8th, 2022 on the official MetaQuest store, so just over a month ago. It's currently rocking a 4.3 overall on the official MetaQuest store with 112 total ratings with 93 written reviews, and lastly, $24.99. So kind of a little bit of a stealth drop. I didn't hear about it in development or anything like that. Maybe that was my fault, but
I didn't really follow development too much, but as soon as there was word on it, I was looking at it because I was very intrigued.
Yeah, we saw it in the new section of the store.
Correct.
You know, new games, and I was like, Arcade Legend? And I personally have always loved those little like phone games of the tycoon type games. You know, I've played like Office Tycoon once. I've played Game Dev Tycoon. I've played all type of tycoon games.
I used to search for games to buy just by typing in tycoon.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever was in front of it, I would probably buy it and didn't care what hospital tycoon, fucking you name it. If it said tycoon, I probably had it.
Yeah, me too. I always love that genre of games. And this game has some of that tycoon element to it, but it also has a little bit of arcade game element to it too. It's pretty cool. So you make your character, which it doesn't use the meta avatars, you know, right off the top, you had wished that they did, just for, you know, we always love having our dude. I remember you were commenting that right away when we were making a guy like, oh, I wish I could just load in with our meta avatar, but I see why they didn't as we get into it later. But so you make your dude and seems like you take over ownership
or dudette. My guy is very feminine, by the way.
Yeah, you don't pick a gender. It's very, like, I'd say ambiguous in almost every option, I'd say.
I've added some features to him to make him look more feminine, I'll admit.
Yeah, my guy's badass at this point in his, because I've unlocked so much stuff. You know, I got a nice button up. I got a big, you know, like drunken Jim Morrison beard.
Oh, you got the Grizzly Adams beard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a nice cowboy hat. I got sunglasses. My guy looks like he's blowing lines in his arcade, but nonetheless, so you take ownership of this arcade that seemingly is abandoned, and they take you through what is a pretty great tutorial with like a list of tasks, teach you how to play,
how to find money.
Well, not so much money, game tokens to play your arcade games. Cause in this game, you like all kind of tycoon games, you residually earn money in the game, but that's based off of what's actually in your arcade, like which games, you know, the more expensive a game, generally speaking, the more money it's going to make per minute. But you know, you go in, they teach you how to move, how to decorate your arcade,
how to clean,
which isn't like a constantly recurring thing once you're done with the tutorial.
Yeah, trash doesn't rebuild up and you don't have to go play housekeeping.
Which I actually think that's something that would have been good for replayability. And if anything, you know, I'll get to it, but there's ways to kill your constant inflow of money, like maybe hiring a cleaning service that would stop that. But nonetheless, so they teach you, you know, how to play, how to decorate, like you said, how to clean, how to use your different tools, like moving the arcade machines. They teach you how to buy stuff. And then, you know, you unlock some more areas and then you're kind of on your own from there. I'd say the whole task list is probably like 2 hours of gameplay. Would you say that's fair?
Yeah. Maybe a little more.
Maybe three, depending on
how you play. Because, I mean, when you buy an arcade game, you can naturally play it. Mm-hmm. So let's say you get, because there's some I played for a long time.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know if you went full grind, like just to do it. Yeah, a couple hours tops.
Yeah, I extended my playtime out trying to get on the stacker leaderboard. But basically, you know, the game has, I'd say about, geez, 8 or 9 arcade games. Would you say maybe?
8 would probably be the max.
Max, yeah.
Yeah.
But in the description of the game, they say that they're all officially licensed arcade games. Now, Here's kind of my thing. I think I'd rather have, in this specific case of game, I think I'd rather 100 unlicensed generic knockoffs than a smaller number of like, oh yeah, that's a real arcade game. I don't think I need the real arcade game. I think I'd rather more of a variety.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because before playing it and just reading about it and stuff, I was under the impression that, like, because when I heard licensed games, I naturally think, like, you know, Asteroids and Space Invaders and Pac-Man and Dig Dug and all these games from the 80s and stuff.
Ski Ball? There's no Ski Ball.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I love Ski Ball.
But the games that they tend to give you in this are all, like, those skill-based ticket earning games because you need to earn tickets, and you're not going to earn the tickets with, you know, playing Pac-Man all day. I've never seen that. I'm actually shocked they don't have Ski Ball.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, looking at the list of them, which we can go over what they do have, but a lot of skill based, you need tokens because tokens naturally you can cash in for, or tickets, you know, tickets come out of machines when you win.
Yeah. I guess I should kind of explain the three currencies, because they have cash that you get residually to buy more things like games, decorations, things like that. Mm-hmm. So you have money, you earn that, like I said, residually based off of what you have in your actual arcade. Then you have tokens, which you find throughout your arcade, which is pretty cool. You know, you come to learn where all of them are.
Yeah, they respawn in the same spots.
Yeah, and then you can also get some from you unlock a bar as you're building back your arcade. And every like 7-8 hours, something like that, you can cash in and you get some money and some tokens. And the tokens you use to play games for tickets. You can do free play on games. But you
don't win nothing.
No, it doesn't count for the leaderboard. You don't get tickets. Doesn't mean crap. So I don't even do free plays, except when I first get a game and I want to learn how to play it. I'm all about the token play, baby. But then, like you said, you get the tickets, and then with the tickets, you have a pro shop in your arcade, which expands as the game progresses through those, like, you know, like I said, couple hours of tasks. But then you can buy new hairstyles, new faces, new shirts.
New eyes. Clothes.
Yep. New bowling balls, because you unlock a bowling alley in the game. And all of those things cost tickets. So you kind of have to play the game, like the arcade games, if you want to be able to actually unlock the avatar stuff.
Yeah, and you definitely need to be buying games because you're going to need more money to buy the more expensive games. Mm-hmm. And then,
oh, it's pretty brutal at first.
They limit you to, like, we'll say an inventory of 250. Like, one game might be 10.
Another game might 15. Be
5. Yeah. Decorations have a value. So you know. I didn't know that at first, even though I was seeing that it clearly had an inventory over by a little warehouse area where you
pick up your items
or put stuff into the warehouse. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to be capped out. So then I had to change my, I just couldn't max it out with every single game. So I got rid of all my furniture, my trash can, any decorations that had any value of, we'll say, taking up 4 inventory. And now I'm all strictly games, not video games.
Because I'm all about that money, baby.
Yeah, I just want, but you're capped at 25,000 for money right now.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's how much you can hold at one single time. You won't.
Yeah, I'm capped. I have nothing. Full disclosure, there's nothing I can buy in the game anymore. I've cleared out a lot of the ticketable things for like personal body effects, or, you know, like the hairstyles. I still have some bowling balls. I bought some of the music.
Because there's a jukebox that you get as well that plays music.
Yeah.
And it only
got new.
Because it's only got like one track in it, 2 tracks at first. Buy a new
song if you want.
I usually just mute it. I won't lie. I walk into my arcade, I hit pause. Because we're usually on party chat, you know?
But I'm literally maxed out. There's nothing more I can do.
Well, the game turns a corner quick in the sense of, like, you know, even by the time you're done with all the tasks you know, and you're kind of on your own now, like the rate that you're building money is pretty brutal. You're getting like 3 to 4 gold a second, which does take a while. But then once you get like the most expensive arcade machine and then the second most expensive, dude, you get like freaking 40 a second. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. So it's like the most expensive game might cost 14,000, but I think you're limited to 2 of those you can buy. There's a limit on how many
so you can buy of each
one, like the crane game. Mm-hmm.
I guess we could say what all the games are.
Yeah.
Because there's a crane game, like you said, the prize one, which is your gold mine for tickets.
Oh, yeah. If you want mad tickets, that's the easiest one to get tickets from.
Yeah, you would throw in like 20 tokens at a time, right?
Easily. Easily. I think the most I've ever done was almost 50.
And the prize box is just like one of those prize claws. Everybody's played them. You know, mm-hmm. they rob you. They're definitely greased up. It's so hard to grab stuff with those. It's much easier in this game than real life. I promise you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? You're not going to run out from this game and go see that machine and be like, I'm acing this.
Yeah. And if you grab a ball, which just contains tickets and experience because you level up, which doesn't really do.
Right now, it doesn't seem it has any.
Any huge effect? No. But you get XP and you level and tickets from each prize ball. So when you grab a ball, it respawns in the same spot. So you can get a good rhythm too of just grabbing the same ball over and over again.
Yep.
So there's the prize box, the claw machine, basically. There's a game called Stacker, which I never played in real life, but this is probably my favorite one. You know, the one I've put the most time into. It's basically like there's these three bars that go across and they're going back and forth and you have to press a button to stop it and you have to try to stack it all the way up to the top. But as it goes, it'll reduce from 3 blocks. Then eventually at the halfway point, it'll reduce to 2, then 1. Or if you miss and, you know, you just line it up by 2, then you'll lose the block that's hanging off. But either way, on its own, it's shrinking. And then you kind of hit like almost the top. Then you can settle for a minor reward, but it's stupid because it's only like 30 tickets. So I don't know who would do that. And then you can gamble. You know, if you lose now, you don't get anything. You get all the way to the major ticket, the major prize. It gives you 300 tickets. And now it's offering up 500 tickets for the award. But if you miss and you lose, boom, back down to 300. Then it stacks up to 700. And that's as far as I've gotten from there.
Yeah, and if you choose to move on and gamble it all for what is, I think, 4 more rows, if you lose, you're not getting 30 tickets. It's an all or nothing type situation.
But what I do
with the gambling,
what I do like though, is if you get the major prize, so you get the 300, then it moves to 500 for the total prize. You still get to keep that 300 if you lose. That's yours. You can take it right away.
You already won it. Well, yeah, because you pick it up off the floor after you. You select which 300 you want, just like you would.
There's no difference, though. They're all the same.
Like if you were given the option to select a row of maybe 4 or 5 different prizes, but they're all going to be the same 300 tickets, which you can clearly see. It'll even say it's like you're getting a big stack of them, too.
Yeah.
Looks like a big money band.
It's cool when you pick up tickets, they kind of like shoot into your wrist. So you gave me the great idea of running across the freaking arcade. You'll see them just shooting across.
You got 300 tickets. I mean, you can run all the way across that arcade and it's just sucking into your hand. I thought it was a pretty cool effect.
So, and the thing with Stacker, as of now, you know, if you win twice, you're not on the leaderboard yet. That's as far as I've gotten. But if you win 3 times in a row, you'll be on the leaderboard on that one because each one of them has a leaderboard.
Dude, there's some games right now that if you finish it once, you'll be on that leaderboard.
Yeah, that's that color match one, right?
Yep.
I will say, too, one last thing with Stacker, it gets faster and faster each one, too. So, unfortunately, it's not like, oh, just beat it 3 times and every time it's the same pace. No. It's faster and it gets faster every time.
Yeah, I've never played it in real life, but from the videos I've seen of people who have actually, like, videotaped themselves finishing that, it's pretty damn accurate to me.
Yeah, that one I really enjoyed. Then they have what? They have a basketball one. Pretty straightforward.
Typical shoot hoops and time limit. And it's got multipliers, though. Every time you get it in, you can keep upping it. But if you miss once or a couple of seconds go by.
Yes, if you stall.
You're screwed. You're back down to 1.
I was so bummed when I learned that it goes down even if you don't miss, if you just stall, because I was sitting there taking my time with shots and I was like, oh, are you kidding me?
No, you can't afford to do that.
So you got to go fast and not miss.
That's a good one if you find a good rhythm, though. You can pretty much duplicate it every single time, but the minute you start offing how you're throwing, you're screwed.
Oh, yeah, you're out.
Yep.
And then there's a color match game, which you referenced before with, you know, getting on the leaderboard by beating one.
It's like
one.
The stacker, but with colors.
Yeah.
Pick a color and then it just randomly starts flashing colors and you have to stop it when it hits your color.
You have to fill up the whole circle of it.
And it gets harder and harder. I mean, well, if it's so hard that like if you finish it once, you're on the top 100.
I finished I've gotten the last one.
Yeah, I've done that a bunch, but for some reason...
One little pie slice left.
It's, I mean, those, I think they're flashing at like 2 a second.
Yeah.
So it's like, you got to be so quick. Every time I hit it, it's the next color is what the problem is.
And then there's two more.
There's the light up one where, I can't remember what it's called, but you get a whole bunch of little balls and you have to throw them on
there's actually three more.
A whole row of... I'll say lit up little, we'll say 4-inch by 4-inch squares. And the object is to light as many as you can up with the amount of balls that you have.
I actually like that one. I beat it one time.
That one will time out on you too, though.
Mm-hmm.
It'll like, you could still have balls left, but.
You only got, I think, 30 seconds or something like that.
You got limited time. That also is another real game.
Yeah. And then all these are officially licensed according to them in the store page. And there's like a color touch one or like a light touch reaction time one, a light board.
Yeah. That we've all seen.
And then there's a baseball one. A throw one?
Yeah, there's a throwing one. Yeah, where you have to throw it for accuracy and speed. Mm-hmm. And so they give you like a little kind of bullseye-y looking thing that you got to hurl the ball to.
I think stacker and color match have been my favorite. And it's weird. And I wouldn't expect that.
Because once you unlock the bowling alley, you can bowl.
Well, here's the thing. No, you can't. That's the most janky experience I've done in VR. I've never gotten the bowling to work. Never.
I have not gotten it. I've never been able to finish a game.
I've never even been able to do one pin of it.
I've gotten a few
rounds.
A few rounds.
But I've not been able to. Every time I go to do it, the pins come down and then it turns green. And it's like a green rectangle there. And I'm like, what's going on? And then like there's multiplayer in this game too. So you can go visit other people's arcade, which is really cool. Unfortunately, when you go into somebody's arcade, so like somebody makes a room, you enter the room code. And then it will show their arcade and your arcade, and it'll say open next to each. So theoretically, you could have a room with several arcades open with like 20 people, you know, people are just joining different simultaneous going arcades in the same room, if that makes sense. Unfortunately, we don't have enough people like that playing this game. That is a lot to coordinate just to test if it actually does work that way. But so I go into your arcade, I have to close my arcade. So now I'm not making money anymore, unfortunately. But a lot of these games are two-player as well. And obviously bowling's two-player. So we tried to do bowling, and it was just terrible. Did not go according to plan.
No, that's about the most jank I've found with it. Or if I were to say, is there something that doesn't work or function like it should? It's definitely the bowling.
Yeah, without a doubt. Which is like unfortunate because then I don't have incentive to buy the bowling balls. Whereas if the bowling did work, that would probably be my favorite thing to buy in the pro shop.
Yeah, and they give you balls that do different weights and spins.
Yeah,
and
just like for VR, forever VR.
They add a very feel to that.
Except it doesn't work.
Except it's not. I mean, it works, but it's just not. I wouldn't endorse it as a and it sucks because you got a lot of bowling alleys, so you get the feeling like you could have a lot of people in your. And everybody be bowling and you can pick a side and a team. And
there's AI NPC that walk around your bowling alley too.
Yeah. And you can hit them with the bowling ball.
Yeah. I remember when I did that. And they leave. Yeah.
Smash them in the face. Well, wouldn't you?
Okay, someone
comes up and hits you in the face with
the owner.
You're in there spending money at his bar, no less. And Brute comes up from the bowling alley and
whack,
hits you right in the back of the head. I'd leave your establishment.
I had to try it though.
Oh, yeah, I tried punching and it won't let you, but
and then,
definitely interactive with the objects.
And here's the thing, in the pro shop too, where you spend the tickets, there's like, it's sectioned off by type of item, and most of the pro shop isn't full either. It's like still grayed out. There's so much stuff that seems like it's coming soon
with
the pro shop.
blatantly obvious in the game to me that it's unfinished.
It feels very early access. It's not sold as early access. They don't say that at any point, except you feel it as soon as...
No, I mean, let's be honest. They gave you real licensed games to play. So, I mean, they delivered, but it definitely doesn't feel complete to me.
Well, so
I shouldn't be, you know, like, okay, I've maxed out everything in a couple hours and now I got nothing really to do.
The endlessness is what makes Tycoon games so great. And that game, this game kind of lacks it right the second, even at the end of the tasks, which just end abruptly. Like your arcade starts very small. And as you advance through the tasks, you expand your pro shop. You're going to get the bowling alley that's not there originally. You know, you're going to repair your bar or whatever, all that stuff.
No, I mean, my wish and hope is that they will continue to add stuff to this. I mean, I get the feeling they're going to, and that, you know, we've only seen the start of the games, but if they're all going to be ticketed games, there's not that many licensed ticketed games. I mean,
you no, that's why I say
there's the one where you can roll the ball and it falls into little holes. You've got Skee Ball.
That's why I say go with made up ones or generic ones, or don't go with the licensed.
Well, aspect. They could now because they've got the license and now they could technically fill it in. But then again, even then, like, well, what mechanics are you going to bring to, you know, whack-a-mole, you know, that type of thing? I don't know. But, so, I mean, I really, really want it. I like the game so much. I want it to be as complete as possible. And I just don't feel it is.
Well, what I was going to say before too, and like, even when you end the tasks, which kind of end abruptly, it's like you get the bowling alley and then the narrator, the guy who's kind of like teaching you how to repair your bowling alley, he's kind of like, stay tuned for more, kind of like, you know, Thief Sim style. Mm-hmm. So even like the way the missions end allude to more coming, it's clearly unfinished in content, which is upsetting for a game $24.99 on the official store. I don't think that it should be unfinished. I think it needs to be. That's what we have App Lab for.
Yeah, no, I don't necessarily get it. And I'm not shitting on it. I love the concept. I love the idea. I love the...
You should have heard me the first day. I mean, you did hear it. I mean,
spent my childhood in arcades, so it's like...
Yeah, you love the finding tokens aspect because you're like, that's
not... Every 80s, 70s and 80s kid was... If you were in an arcade, you were looking on the ground for, like, did somebody leave a quarter? You'd walk up to games and just hit start to see if someone put a quarter in there and didn't remember, so...
You look at the number because, you know, you can see how many games are paid for, how many games left.
It's like just the concept that you can walk around your own arcade and occasionally people drop money. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, you find your tokens and put them on your little wrist holder. That the nostalgicness of it. Now, when it comes down to the current arcade games they're using, interestingly enough, I was watching a travel video in the Philippines, and the guy went into this arcade because it was air conditioned and it was extremely hot outside. And honest to God, I'll try to find it again. It was like every game in there, in that arcade, is in this game.
No more, no less?
No, it had the same color, like for the basketball game. Yeah. Now it's got like the lights shooting down the side of it. They had two of those in there and they were lit up. I think one of them was like the green and the other was the blue. Because
you can change the color of the games too.
I'm like, oh my God, this legit looks like a living version of the arcade that technically I'm playing.
Well, dude,
minus the bowling alleys. It was just the
games,
the ticketed games. Yeah.
Well, remember that after the first night we played, I was like, dude, this game is so freaking awesome. I was so hyped on it. So that's part of the reason I'm a little sad to hit a content wall. And it's a very hard wall too.
For the price, it made me a little bummed. I was like, for 14, I might've even been a little bummed, but a little less.
But for $24.99, and this is a paid for one.
But if you go into it knowing, full disclosure, this is all they have currently.
You probably have about 4 or 5 hours of content the most.
Yeah, and that's if you really like going
play the game,
making tickets,
and
you know, buying hairdos and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, it's a work in progress. It's one that I would definitely say get if there was just a little more content.
Conceptually, I love the game, though. It's like like we said in the beginning, I've always loved Tycoon games, and this is like a playable Tycoon game in the sense that, like, you get to go, you don't only have your creation, which you decorate, you make the layout and everything, and it earns you money and you buy more, all the cool Tycoon elements. But then you actually get to walk around and, like, you know, remember Roller Coaster Tycoon? You could play your, you know, ride in your roller coasters after. It's just like that. You get to play in the arcade machines that...
Except you're in control, really, other than, like, the other ones where you're kind of, like, just first-personing it in...
This one's, like, full walk-around. You can do it with buddies. You can go in with multiplayer. Yeah. So, conceptually, it's a freaking awesome concept. It's just, like, the game goes from being highly addictive and so much fun to, I'd say, the moment you finish the last task... And now you're just grinding for cash to buy the last couple arcade machines, and then you're done with everything. The content wall happens hard and fast. It's like clearly like just done, but it's not a proper like sandbox from there because it there's an ending.
Like, no, it's not an ending,
but a cap.
I mean, and I don't even know what to say. Like, how many games would make it worthwhile that you could have in your arcade that would keep making it replayable? Because no matter what they do, you're eventually going to hit that wall where it's like, there's nothing left I can buy, and or I can't put anything else in here because my inventory's full.
Mm-hmm. Which I do think the inventory felt a little small at 250.
It did, but if you look at it from like, do you need 4 basketball machines in your
arcade? Not right now, not with the amount of stuff in there.
Do you need 2 crane games? Do you need 2 of the light games? And
you know, it'd be a fun one in there.
What?
What's it called? Air hockey.
Air hockey.
Air hockey would be fun because that's in a lot of arcades.
Oh, it's all right.
But
air hockey, darts, because you could have a dartboard at the bar. There's that like fake bowling game. I haven't seen this in like probably 30 years, but you like slide this round, flat metal disc down a little bowling alley lane. It's like a tabletop game, and then it knocks the pins down, which are done with little switches on the.
But no, I've already thought of a couple of things that I think would add a lot of replayability in this. You know, one of which I joked a little bit in the beginning about the cleaning crew. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that dirt and like things to clean up should come back, and you should either have to manually do it, or as you're making more money, you can choose to pay a service that will take care of it. You could also do things like a marketing budget. So you could pay
get more traffic into your...
Yes, yeah. And stuff like that. I think that bills should be an aspect of it. So every X hours of gameplay time, you know, you get bills. There's electricity. The more games you have, so every game that gets placed should have a cost overhead to it, like a monthly cost, quote-unquote. So you know what I'm saying? So then every, like, X amount of time, well, now you have to pay $600 or $1,000, whatever it is. Also, the bar area that you just collect on, I think that would be a great mini game to be able to, like, because there's a time in the beginning, maybe you don't have any more tokens. You've been fucking chasing the leaderboard on Stacker. You know, you're out. You're all out of tokens, even though they do respawn pretty quick. It'd be cool to be able to man the bar for some extra cash or tokens and
tips.
It
looks like it's set up for that in mind, like that they have something planned for the bar area with the...
Yeah.
The beer pourers and the drink pourers. So it's like, I agree. It's just like, I'd love to know more what the future is for the game than what it currently has.
Yeah.
Because it's possible that they're going to bring a whole bunch to it. And then, you know, a year from now, we're going to look back at $24.99 and be like, oh my God, this could have been a $40 game. Mm-hmm. But where it's at today, it's like, I would buy it, especially if you're nostalgic and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, just... You need to know it's not going to occupy all your time by any means. I see, like right now, I've $25,000.
No, it's just playing the games. That's
more
all
than
that's
anything
left.
I could want. I've got, so I mean,
you can decorate.
What the hell am I going back for? I mean, I don't get what I'm going to go back and get money from my bar. That's not going to mean anything because I'm already maxed out.
And when you go in there, it says new game, but why the hell would you start again from the beginning and do the same exact thing? Probably end up with the same exact layout. I don't know. And in this game, there's no way to fail. Like, you only gain money. You know, obviously you spend it when you buy a new machine, but because there's no like overhead and cost, you know how like a lot of times in these type of tycoon or simulator type games, you can go bankrupt. Like, you can fail and have to start again. I don't know. I think that there's a lot of different things that they could add that's not even more arcade games, even though that would be amazing too. That would add a lot of the replayability, like the things I listed before. And there's so much more too.
Yeah, it's the replayability that's the biggest the biggest nut to crack on this one in my head. And I love, again, I love the concept. I love playing it.
I was going crazy the first night.
It's like, what is going to make me want to go back and playing it? I know something that could. And all the things we're saying is like, well, terrible for us to even say, because it's like nowhere in it does it say that it's supposed to do any of those things.
But so
it's like, if I judge it on its words, it's like it did what it said. But as a consumer, then this is our selfish moment to go, oh, geez, I wish it would this or that. But the ability to create your own video game.
Oh, that seems a little extreme.
Is it, though?
I don't know. It seems possibly.
Just give yourself, you know, different combinations of parts that you can put together to do different things. But, I mean, it's got to be easier to do that than try to find 50 different licensed ticket-giving games. Although...
that's why I think there's no point in chasing the official. There's no tokens either. I think chasing official ones was maybe not the best move.
But I get it.
I get it too.
They look just like they're supposed to, and they're behaving like they're supposed to. And I'm sure there's a shit ton of people that love half the games that are in there. Like, oh my God, those are my favorite games.
But you look at like Blast, and you know how Blast has the arcade game in it?
Ski Ball would have gotten me coming back for a little
bit. Because that would have been more multiplayer too.
And competitive.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. Yeah. But you know how like Resolution Games has made their own arcade games in some of their like hangout areas? Like mm-hmm. Blast has an arcade game.
Yeah.
And several games have done that. I believe After the Fall has an arcade game.
Little generic, shitty. Yeah.
They should have just things like that. Who cares that they're not real games? I don't need a real, but it would be cool to have that style of arcade game as well. You know, maybe they're not ticket earners. You can't make tickets. They only cost tokens, but they're money makers, you know?
Yeah, this is going to be a very curious game to watch throughout the year.
Yeah, definitely feels a little early access, though, with a full...
There's no feel about it, dude. You finish a game in 2 hours and have all the money you could have. Yeah. And
let's be real, 5 hours.
All the games you can buy, and you bought all the wall decorations you can buy, and you own all the decor you can buy, like couches, sofas, double-long couches, you know.
All the games they sold out. You're maxed out on cash.
I just don't, you know, what do you do from there?
Mm-hmm.
Was it fun for that time?
Oh, it was a blast.
It was awesome.
That's actually part of the reason it's sad. It comes to a halt. And now let's be real. Part of when a developer sets a price, they also are setting a standard with that. I don't think we would have been, even at 5 hours of content, if the game was $9.99, I think we'd be saying, well, shit, still, it's a $10 game worth, you know, buy it now. Whereas because it's $24.99, we are holding it to a little bit of a higher standard.
Well, in an overall expectation, God, yeah.
You know, that's $5 an hour. You know, nowhere in the description of the game does it say early access or, you know, more content still coming, you know, not complete. It's anytime you, the narrator of the game's like, stay tuned for more, and half the pro shop is
on. It wouldn't be on the store if it wasn't complete. So,
well,
how I feel and what it is, and I'm sure other people would agree with us, though, it doesn't feel complete.
Yeah, it's just, it's a content wall.
Content wall is the biggest.
I will also say I went into the
biggest hurdle right now.
With Mad Tycoon feels thinking that this was going to end up being one of my most replayed games to like, oh no, I hit a wall. It's done.
Well, someone will come out with one and it'll say the word tycoon right in it. And then we'll be psyched.
But I'll put it out.
Give them credit.
I can't wait for the Tycoon VR games to start popping up. I'm down for that.
Dude, I'll literally, I don't care which one it is. Yeah. The University Tycoon.
Give me all of them. Tycoon. Give me all of them. This game,
Space Tycoon, it's just, they don't end.
Yeah, this game sparked I wasn't even thinking of that genre for VR, because I always say like top-down grand strategy games or board games. But yeah, Tycoon games too. That's another great one that I can't wait to see in VR.
I put that in my sim wish.
Mm-hmm. The simulation genre in general. Simulation and strategy games in general are our favorites. In my opinion, based off of just...
Oh, and even in flat screen, they're making some bomb ones.
Yeah. Well, what did you just say that you used to do?
Tycoon
all the time, because they're bomb.
The computer and just what's out there with the word tycoon.
Yeah.
And this was a long time ago. This is probably like 20 years ago when like torrent sites were. It wasn't even torrent. It was I can't remember. It was like that gray area between hey, you're breaking the law and you're not. But it wasn't Napster. It was something else. But it wasn't technically illegal. But you knew in your heart of hearts, like, but Tycoon games, they were so like low mags.
Mm-hmm.
Tycoon run them on nothing.
The best.
And they're just fun as hell. They're endless fun.
And now I will say too, in fairness to them, it's not like they advertise it as a Tycoon game either.
They do not.
But it just has, you know, can you see why I'm referenced it to those genres? I
said they delivered on everything in their writing that they said they did. Just everything we're talking is just our own.
Yeah. Although I will say, based off of their writing, I would have thought there would have been more games. Just based off of the way it's kind of hyped up. Mm-hmm. It's like a play officially licensed games.
No, it's again. Eight. I put it in the
but great
must watch category, and I'd say if you get it on sale, jump on it.
And I will say the 5 hours that I played of it were amazing. Yeah, like doing the tasks, fun. I was so sad when the tasks ended because I liked them.
Yeah, the remember you asked me, you go, is there another one after that? And I went, no.
And I was just like, I was almost tempted to stop playing. I was like, well, but let me see when it hits a wall. And you're like, oh, it's hitting a wall quick. Don't worry.
Now, where they did do their job really well is if you see an update for this game, you're going to be all over it.
So, oh, hell yeah.
So, and I mean, granted, there is a wall we're both at, but.
And it was fun hanging out in each other's arcade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It was cool. Like, conceptually, it's
you don't even have to play together. You can pick your own game in your buddy's arcade. And
or you can do a single-player round of a game if the game supports it. Because a lot of the games do support two-player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, great concept. It's just, like we keep saying, it's the content wall. But yeah. Definitely one that, that's actually a good point. I see update on this. Clicked.
Going to jump all over it.
In a heartbeat. All right. You want to get to our final thoughts and our review on this one, though?
We probably should.
Yeah. Great game, though. Overall, like, really cool concept. We'll get into it in just a moment. But in the meantime, let's take a moment to take a message from our sponsors. You know, help keep the lights on here. And in the meantime, go visit the show notes of our episode and go join our Discord server. Maybe even subscribe, rate us 5 stars, all that fun stuff. So we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Today's episode is sponsored by True Classic. Guys, let's get real for a second. Your significant other will be way less upset about your gaming streak if you're looking fine as hell while you play. Finding that perfect fitting t-shirt can be a terrible experience. The thing is either way too tight, has a case of bacon neck, or is just plain big and boxy. Luckily, True Classic makes quality clothing for every guy. Whether you're on VR, PC, Xbox, PS5, or yes, even the Wii, they've made finding that perfect fit easy with their formula. A closer fit in the arms and chest to show off your muscles. We know you're getting a workout while gaming. Let those toned arms shine. Plus, they leave wiggle room in the torso to keep things cozy. All of their styles are super soft, and it's a great price for what you're getting. So guys, no excuses. Don't be a noob. Get rid of those ratty t-shirts I know that you've been hanging on to for years and get ready to upgrade. We have an exclusive deal for our listeners. We want to hook you up with some True Classic. For a limited time only, get 20% off with the code RUFFTALKVR at TrueClassic.com. Almost all men's t-shirts are designed to look good on a certain body type. Think skinny models with six-packs or D-scruffles over here. But most of us aren't packing anything but a few beers, and there's nothing wrong with that. My dudes, it's simple. You are wearing the wrong clothes. True Classic's tees taper off towards the bottom, but they fit tighter around the chest and shoulders. You can throw on that True Classic with confidence, knowing they've got your bases covered. True Classic is much more than just a t-shirt company. They have all the menswear staples you could need, from polos and workout shirts with the same flattering fit to boxer briefs that'll keep your boys feeling nice and comfortable. And for any of the big boys out there, they have tall sizing and up to triple XL on all their staple colors. True Classic will make you feel your best by accentuating the places the eye goes to first. Wink, wink. Whether you have abs or a delicious, soft, creamy center, their clothes look great on all body types. Skinny guys, big guys, buff guys, gaming guys, True Classic has you covered. Get comfortable, get going, and upgrade your wardrobe with True Classic. Get 25% off at TrueClassic.com with the code word RUFFTALKVR. Free shipping included on purchases over $100. 100% risk-free guarantee with a 30-day return policy. True Classic. When you look good, you feel good. Hey everyone, welcome to Fresh Ball Fall. It's the season of pumpkin spice and making sure your crotch looks nice. That means sipping cider in the fall breeze and using Manscaped products to trim your balls with ease. That's right, today's show is brought to you by Manscaped, a company here to make sure that your foliage isn't the only thing shedding its excess leaves. Heck, even Mother Nature knows it's time to lose the excess clutter for fall. Join the 6 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped. by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping with the code RUFFTALKVR. Whether you're brand new or already with us at Manscaped, you could use the crown jewel of care for your family jewels, the Platinum Package 4.0. With this glorious package, you can align your entire hygiene routine all in one swoop. Inside the 10 Platinum Package is everything you know and love about the Performance Package, plus some shower goodies included to elevate your grooming game to platinum. The Lawnmower 4.0 Body Trimmer and Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer feature proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to protect your delicate parts and holes. Both are waterproof so you can keep scaping even as the weather's changing. In addition to shaving, you can now completely upgrade your shower routine with the Ultra Premium Body Wash and Ultra Premium 2-in-1 Shampoo Plus Conditioner. You'll have your skin and hair feeling hydrated and smelling fresh. Don't forget to apply their aluminum-free ultra-premium deodorant, and don't worry, it's not pumpkin spice, it's a cologne-quality fragrance. But we shouldn't have a signature scent for our pets. Use Crop Preserver, Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver, Ball Toner to make sure your go-to smell is top shelf and not sweaty balls. Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts for their Platinum Package 4.0, the Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Both specifically made to hold your goodies. Get the Platinum Package this fall. These products are guaranteed to be hits for your dangly bits. Go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code RUFFTALKVR. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code RUFFTALKVR. Manscaped, clear out the leaves. It's your tree trunk's time to shine.
And we are back. So I think we just about covered it all. Different arcade games. You know, content wall.
Yeah, right now
there's it's a bowling got a
little,
alley.
Little limitation going on, but
pro shop.
Jukebox, again, if you're like me though, rankings, and you grew up in arcades tickets. As a kid, then I'd be all over this.
Yeah,
just you're not going to be playing old 70s arcade games.
In concept, 10 out of 10.
They should have had Pong.
Pong would have been a good one. That would have been good multiplayer one.
Good homage to the first video game.
And you could even multiplayer that one. You're pinball. Easy. Pinball. See, all yeah. Very good. Ones, you know, maybe not ticket ones either, but it would just add replayability. You don't need license,
nothing for pinball. Just do your own.
Yeah, and that's pinball. The same thing with, like, you know, 8-bit or not 8-bit, but like, you know, arcade graphic, generic arcade games. Just just generic ones. Why do you need it all officially licensed?
But definitely skee ball.
Yeah, skee ball.
That'd be a fun
no brainer. It's actually that's probably my favorite arcade game. When I go to an arcade, it's the first one I go to.
You got pool, skee ball.
Mm-hmm.
Darts.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting there. We'll see.
I think when all this stuff is in there, this game could be the ultimate social hangout. What I will say right before I get into my rating is where this game is a great gem, it's going to be the ultimate. I'm waiting for a game to install or download. Let me go kill 5 or 10 minutes in Arcade Legend.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Yeah. So you got all your money. Like me, I'm just sour. I got all my money. I got nothing to spend it on.
Because you like the game. You want to keep playing it.
Yeah. I want more to build. I want more to do.
It's good salt. But nonetheless. So
good salt.
We're talking off air. I think you said that you went last week, right? Yes. So we always try to bounce back and forth. So like always, we have our patented, you know, signature Rough Talk VR rating system, which is 5 categories, each broken 1 to 20 with the total of all 5 categories, making the final score. So we have gameplay, aesthetics, functionality, replayability, and value. Starting with gameplay, this is the category that I think they shine the best. I gave them a 20 on gameplay. I think in the concept of what's going on in the game, the kind of tycoon simulator, you know, build your arcade element with actually being able to walk around, play the games, interact with your arcade, go visit friends, you know, I think that they knocked that out of the park. You know, the things that I wish that they would add, you know, I don't think that decreases the gameplay. I think that more decreases the replayability and the value. Like I said before, I think that, you know, adding a bar mode, adding cleaning crew, you know, marketing, bills, things to spend money on like that, dump, you know, recurring expenses that you can incur would add a lot of replayability. As well, like I said, manning the bar, actually being able to play the pool, but still gameplay, 20. Aesthetics, you know what? That opening scene when you go into this game, you're in like an alley. That alley that you are in is a 25 out of 20. It is so freaking good. The rest of the game, not as tight the whole way, but still really good graphics. in the end, I'm going to give them a 15. You know, a wide variety of music as you can unlock more and stuff too. You know, not quite a 20, but I'll give them credit. The graphics in this game were better than I thought they were going to be. I actually, when I bought this, thought that they were going to be pretty bad graphics, and I was pleasantly surprised, especially that opening alley scene. Anybody who's played will know what I mean. It's so, so tight. Functionality, I'm going to give them a 15, you know, mainly for two reasons. A, the bowling alley, which we had talked about enough. You know, the bowling alley just simply doesn't work. In your case, you've gotten to do a couple frames, but never a whole game. Me, I've been SOL the whole time. But also, every time you walk into a wall, I've gone through the settings. Maybe I'm wrong. I just can't find any way to turn this off. Every time you accidentally walk into a wall, the game turns black. Like, the screen goes black, and it's just annoying. I wish that didn't exist. You know, I'm not going to double knock them all the way down to a 10, but with the bowling alley not working, the headache of the black screen, I'll go 15 on functionality. Replayability, this is where things start to hit bad. I mean, once you're done, like you said, you bought every, there's no point in going in unless you're really going to chase the leaderboard on each arcade game, which, you know, most of my arcade game playing was while I was waiting for more money to come. That was kind of like the benefit. It's like, all right, maybe you don't have enough to buy anything yet, but now you can go play an arcade game. I'm not going to sit there and play all these arcade games for 20 hours after, when I have no more incentive of buying anything or anything else. So the game hits a hard content wall. You can make a new arcade, but what's the point? It's the same shit. So I got to give them a 10 on replayability and value. I hate to do this. I'm going to give them a 10 on value as well. The game's really freaking fun. You know, but $5 an hour is a little tough. You know, it goes from really fun to just like there's nothing left to do very fast, but it's sold at full cost. You know, $25 is on the higher end on the Quest store. And for 5 hours of content, I can't justify that. So I feel really bad doing it, but 10 on value, still a fun game. You know, 20, 15, 15, 10, 10. Unfortunately, I'm giving them a 70, but I will say it's like, it's so weird to give them a 70. If you would have told me that the first night I played this game, when I was like, this game is the shit, this game is awesome, I thought it was going to be a 95 out of 100. It's just the content wall kills it. And that's unfortunate because concept-wise, awesome. Gameplay's great. You know, it's just, there's not enough yet for 25. And maybe if they sold it for $9.99, I wouldn't hold them to such a higher standard. They might actually even get higher on replayability, as weird as that sounds, because then I'm like, well, no, probably not. But the value would have gone up at least. All right, on to you, sir, though. I give them a 70.
I think the value definitely would have increased. Love the concept. I think we've beaten hitting the content wall to death with it, so there should be no surprise if someone hears the episode and is like, I bought it because of how good you said it was, and I hit this. No, you were clearly advised. So gameplay, I pretty much agree with you, every extent of each category, but gameplay, I give them a 20. I like the game. I think, you know, for what they have and you're playing it, you know, it's fun. Conceptually, it's fun. I'm a sim addict, a tycoon addict. So yeah, I feel that kind of vibe going on with it. I want it to be more, but you know, is it good gameplay? Yes, it's definitely good gameplay. Aesthetics, agree with you verbatim. That opening scene like really threw me a curve. I was like, whoa, this doesn't look at all like the preview pictures I saw. This looks like real VR fishing is doing a real arcade. And then the graphics do tone down for the actual game. But it was a cool flex. I'll give them that. But aesthetics, I give them a 15. The sound effects and the music from the jukebox is not bad. You can manipulate the control volume of any machine in there so you don't have to hear it like super loud. Even the two-player ones, you can control how loud the right side is versus the left side. Some of the song tracks are actually kind of cool, and they kind of really jive with that whole, I got the whole dark theme going on in my arcade with like the dark walls with some neon on it and shit. So it just, it jives well, and the colors on the machine all, especially the basketball one, you walk up to it and you're like, this feels pretty damn authentic. So I'd give him a 15 in aesthetics, not, you know, hit him out of the park, home run graphics and all that and sound, but definitely not worthy of a 10. Functionality, I do like you run into the wall and your world turns black argument, even if you do it backwards. It's your screen will go black. And then for that split second, you might even question like, oh shit, you know, am I pushing in the wrong way to get off the wall? The bowling alley is the biggest reason though. I don't understand why you just can't select join or start and pick up the ball and throw it. Sometimes you throw it and halfway down the lane, it disappears. One time we were walking backwards and there was like literally 100 bowling balls spitting out of the bowling. Remember that? I was like, holy shit, we should take pictures of this. This is crazy. But we actually had a better laugh about it than anything else. But that, you know, that's the only thing I think that I've seen that I would quote unquote broken. But a 15 for functionality. Replayability, I'm at a 10. I got everything I need to get. I don't need tickets. I mean, you know, if I want to go and buy a hat or whatever, I can go in there anytime I want, play a couple games, get my tickets. And some of them are high ticket items. There's like a $3,000 shirt or 3,000 ticket shirt. But for now, I just don't have incentive. Even going in just to collect my bar money, it's like, for what? I have maxed out my money. Give me something to spend it on to at least justify not having it. I like your bill pay idea because then it would constantly knock your, you know, like every time you log in, now it's time to pay up. And value for money, I'm actually going to give them a 15, which is probably maybe arguably 5 more than it should be. But there's this selfish, nostalgic side of me that's like, eh, you know, I've spent more in arcades for less time, I'm sure. I like where they're going with it. I'm not disappointed in owning it. I just kind of want more of it. And I could see somebody who's like, especially with those games, like sees that on paper and is like, I don't care what you're charging me for it all. You want a finger? I'll give it to you. I want to play those games. And all the games are playable. So, I mean, one could argue, you know, you are getting your money's worth, but you're definitely not getting 20 out of me for what it is. I will say it's a generous 15, but it brings you to 75.
I will say I felt pretty bad giving a 70 because it is a fun game. Mm-hmm. And if somebody was like, look, I understand that there's only like 5 hours of content, but I'm willing to spend the money. Is it worth it? You know, I'd say, yeah, it's a fun experience. It's just like, you know, we always have to be honest with our listeners. 25 is on the higher end, so it is what it is. But
for what it is,
the game's a lot of freaking fun. It really is. Like you said, you can easily spend $25 at an arcade.
Yeah, that's kind of what I put in the perspective. I'm like, I used to go in arcades.
Buy a soda and a pizza.
And rolls of quarters and stuff and be one of those big-ass places where you could drop your kid off. And
then check this. You ready? You could, because just to keep going the tycoon route that they're not advertised or anything, you set the price of your games a little bit, like how pricey is your place? Mm-hmm. You know, the drinks, the food, you know, but then you have the cost of maintenance, like I said, electricity, bills, rent, all that stuff. Every game, you know, dude, those basketball games, that's going to a lot of electricity there.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not free.
Nothing's free. I was just going to say,
there's a guy running on an electric bike in the back or something. Like, what's going on? So I think that would add, like, well, what do I do with then my you money?
Need mechanics to hire to work.
Sometimes your machines. Thing could break down after. Yeah, there's so many things that could add. Like,
I think that's just the scale of, like, the difference between true flat screen mm-hmm. tycoon and, like, what could be VR is, like, wow, there's really a lot more that needs to go into it in the VR sense than mm-hmm. to me there does in the...
Oh, yeah, the flat screen. I've played such low graphical tycoon games. Basically a step up from text-based, you mm-hmm. know, text-based with cartoons almost. But, you know, nonetheless, still a fun game, though. I'm so excited to see what comes
in the future of it. Definitely watching it.
Definitely want great
I'll
concept.
Even do a revisit if they do some, like, major, mm-hmm. major... stuff, then yeah, we can definitely.
Yeah, we just have to be honest with people, that's all. But it still was a fun game. They got 20 out of 20 on gameplay for both of us. Like, it's a fun game, just you hit a wall, that's all.
Yeah,
being honest,
it happens,
you know. But nonetheless, this was a fun week in general.
Yeah,
we're making a little progress on catching up on games too. You know, knock on wood. It's going good. It's going good. So between the award show, we're starting the year, you know, not rushing any games, you know, very, very ahead right now. It's good. I'm liking what 2023 is going to bring.
Oh, no, dude, I agree.
It's looking we might attend PAX East. That's the word on the street.
So far, that's where the signs are.
That's what the trees are saying.
So we'll see exactly what days or day. I don't know.
I'm not saying anything. That's just what the rumors are.
As soon as we find out, we will let you know.
But nonetheless, so fun week, you know, definitely if you haven't yet, be sure to check out that award show from Monday. That was a blast. You know, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. As always, go join our Discord server. So much fun there. Loaded time. Almost every day I see new people join now at this point. It's really freaking cool.
Oh, yeah.
So definitely go check that out and stay tuned for next week. Ciao, ciao.
Take care.